The gospel reading today is we hear the story of the Annunciation and the angel speaking to our Blessed Lady and telling her what is to happen, that she would be a virgin, that she would bear a son, and that son would be the Son of the Most High. It is this then that we recognize not only the fulfillment of the prophecy that we heard in the second reading, that is from Isaiah 7, where the sign is given through Isaiah to Ahaz that a virgin will be with child and bear a son, but it is also the fulfillment of the prophecy in Daniel, where we are told that there would be a stone that would be hewn without a human hand being put to it, and it would become a mountain that would fill the entire earth. That mountain is the one spoken of in the first reading, where we heard that everyone is to go up the mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that he would instruct us in his ways and we would walk according to his paths. That's exactly what we have. We have the Lord who teaches us. He is the teacher of all the nations. He is the light to the nations, as Simeon the prophet foretold of him. And so he continues to be that beacon for all the peoples who walk in darkness. And at the same time that we say that, we recognize that, as St. Paul tells us, that we have been taken from the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of light. So we're not supposed to be walking in darkness anymore. Problem is, a lot of us choose the darkness rather than the light. Sort of like when you wake up in the morning, you turn on the light, it hurts your eyes, and so you'd rather go back to the darkness. We don't want to go back to the dark. We want to keep moving toward the light. In other words, we need to climb the mountain of the house of God. We need to seek his ways and walk in his paths. And that's what we have to then look within our own hearts and ask, is that what I really want? Again, objectively, I suspect we would all say yes. The question is the subjective part. Is it really what I want? Most of us really want to do what we want to do. If it happens to be what God wants us to do, well, then wasn't God lucky that he had the same idea that I did? Yeah. We have to conform ourselves to him. That's the whole point of climbing the mountain of the Lord, so that he may teach us in his ways and we may walk in his paths. That means we have to die to ourselves. That means we have to put our own ideas of what is the best aside, because God's way truly is the best. And we could look at it and say, I don't know, look who God chose. I don't know that he could do this. Well, what did the angel say to Our Lady? Nothing will be impossible for God. That's why he chose you. That's always the reason. Remember, if he could have found somebody worse, that's what he would have done. He couldn't, so he picked you. Count your blessings, as I've told you before. If you were even worse than you are, you'd be a priest. And if I was even worse than me, I'd be a bishop. So, thanks be to God, we aren't any worse than what we are. But he chooses the weak. He chooses the lowborn. He chooses those who are nothing. That's what St. Paul tells us. So he didn't choose us because of our greatness and because of our intellect and because of our looks and because of whatever else. He chose us because we're the unexpected ones. He chose us because we're not the ones the world would have chosen. Thanks be to God. The problem is we keep trying to be like the world. We keep trying to be chosen by the world. We keep trying to prove to the world that we're okay by the world's standards. You've been chosen by God. You've been rejected by the world. Why do you want the world to want you? It doesn't make any sense. And so again, let's ask the question, do we really want to climb the mountain of the Lord, who is Jesus Christ? Do we really want to learn the ways of God? Do we really want to walk in his paths? That's the question that we have to put to our own selves. And just be brutally honest with yourself. Is that what I really want? That's the only way to salvation. It's the only way to heaven. No one can come to the Father except through me, Jesus said. He is the path. He is the way. That's what he told us. I am the way. So if we want to walk in God's ways, it's the Lord. If we want to climb God's mountain, it is the Lord. If we want to learn God's truth, it is the Lord. Do we really want him? I mean, really want him? Obviously, you wouldn't be here if you didn't want him in your life. So that's not the question. Do you want him to be the center of your life? Do you want him to be your life? That's what the question is really all about. Because that's the only way we're going to walk in the way of God. When we hear about the holy way, the prophet tells us that it is the way for the just, but sinners will stumble on it. So if we don't really want to be on that road, we're going to fall. We're going to fall off the road. We have to make sure that we really want to be on that straight and narrow path, that path that St. John Baptist calls us out to, that is to make straight the way in the desert. It is not an easy way. The Lord told us that. It is narrow and it is rough, and few they are who are on it. And so we have to know before we make that choice, which is why he gives us those parables, like when he talked about the king with 10,000 soldiers coming against a king with 20,000, or someone's going to build a tower. He has to calculate how much it's going to cost. Otherwise, he's not going to have enough to finish it. Everybody's going to laugh at him. Who cares if everybody laughs at us? But the question is, do we have what it's going to take to finish? We've started on this path. Do we really want to get there? That's what he's telling us. Calculate the cost. Because it's not going to be easy. It's a rough, narrow road. It's a road of rejection by the world. It's a road of rejection by a lot of the people. It is a way of purification. It is a way of negation. It is a difficult road to walk. The road that's going to lead to perdition is smooth and wide, easy to walk on. And that looks like the better way. And it leads to hell. Don't be on that road. Choose the narrow road. Choose the Lord Jesus. When we look at it that way, yeah, we recognize there are many roads or many paths, if you will, that go up the mountain. There is only one mountain that we want to climb, and that's the mountain of the Lord. Get on the path. Get on the path that he puts you on, and follow the way that he is going to lead for you, because he wants you to be able to get to the top of the mountain. He wants you to come to the house of the God of Jacob, which is heaven. That's where he wants you to be. Yeah, we could look at it on a natural level and say, well, that's the temple in Jerusalem up in the mountains. That's not the mountain being spoken of here. It is the Lord. And so that's what we have to recognize. If we talk about the house of the Lord, what did Jesus say? Destroy this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days. And he was talking about the temple of his body. Therein lies the temple of the Lord. That's what we are aiming for. That's what we want. But not just to get to the temple. In order to get to the temple, you have to have the truth. You have to be taught in the ways of God. You have to walk in his path. Because that's the only way that's going to lead to the top of the mountain. And that's where you're going to find union with Jesus. That's what he's calling each one of us to. And so by ourselves, it is not possible. We can look at it just as Our Lady did and say, how can this be? The angel will tell you how it will be. And he will tell you nothing is impossible for God, including to take people like you and me and raise us up bring us to the top of the mountain, make us saints, however you want to look at it. That's what he wants to do for us, but he's not going to force it on us. So now he's simply waiting for our response, just as he waited for our Blessed Lady. You notice that the angel didn't tell her this is what will happen. He asks her, and he waits for her response. God has invited you. He has asked you. Now he waits for your response. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word.